As Delaware becomes one of the fastest aging states in the country, the strain on hospitals, clinics, and long-term care systems is only growing. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez explains health leaders and patients are feeling the pressure.
Delaware is getting older and fast. Nearly one in four residents is now over the age of 60. That number is expected to grow even larger in the next decade. Brian Frazee, president and CEO of the Delaware Healthcare Association, says the state's aging trend is happening at the same time as its population is expanding overall. And that combination is forcing the healthcare system to stretch.
Our total state population is projected to increase by 9% before 2040. And the 85 and up population is expected to more than double in that time period. The 65 and up population would increase by more than 41%. And Delaware is projected to grow overall about 2.8% before 2029. So all that is to say, we're already an aging state and we're also a very fast growing state. And that trend is going to continue to accelerate in the coming years.
All those numbers means there's more people getting older, needing more care, and not enough providers to go around.
Well, it has a devastating impact. I mean, when someone feels like they don't have adequate access to care, that's a problem. It's a quality of life issue. It's obviously a health issue. And so that's why we're doing everything we can to help address that, because we do have gaps in the system. And because we're such a uniquely aging and growing state, that makes it even more challenging for us to keep up with that demand.
In Sussex County, one of the fastest growing retirement destinations in the region, hospitals like BB Healthcare are doing what they can to meet the demand. CEO David Tam says they've opened new outpatient centers in towns like Longneck, Milton, and Selbyville, but it still hasn't solved the bigger problem.
So every doctor takes care of more patients than that same doctor would if they were in Newcastle or Philadelphia. What does that mean? That patients will have to wait longer, that these doctors have to work harder, and they'll need the support staff. They need the nurses. They need the lab techs. They need the people who answer the phone calls.
That growing pressure on doctors and care teams is only part of the challenge. In Kent and Sussex counties, Bay Health is also seeing older patients with increasingly complex health needs. Felicia Cruz is a geriatric clinical nurse specialist at Bay Health. She says the organization has started adapting its care to fit the realities of aging.
So essentially, we want to identify that, you know, this is a more vulnerable population who, because of their age-related changes, might have a more complexity to their care. And we want to make sure as an organization we're meeting the needs of the community we're serving.
But for patients in Southern Delaware, the reality of limited access can be frustrating and sometimes dangerous. Suleen Moreno is 57 years old and lives in Georgetown. She's diabetic and wanted to register with LaRed, the closest clinic to her home. But even getting a first appointment was a challenge.
Yo soy diabética. Entonces,
I'm diabetic. So I came and wanted to register at LaRed because it's the closest place to me. So it turns out I couldn't register because the appointment for them to see me for the first time and everything was scheduled for January. Her story isn't unique. In rural areas and for Spanish-speaking residents, especially accessing timely preventative care can mean waiting months.
Necesitamos más consultas.
We need more appointments because people are going to ask for an appointment and they're giving appointments 3 or 4 months away. That's not right. State leaders say they're starting to act. There's talk of new scholarship programs to help train and retain healthcare workers and tax incentives to encourage experienced professionals to mentor the next generation. But for communities across Delaware, from beach towns to back roads, the need is urgent, and the aging population isn't slowing down. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.